Women and work. Equality in employment.
Good morning. For the next 15 minutes, we shall be bringing you our regular Monday morning phone-in programme. This week, our topic is women and work. To discuss this topic with me, we have Mrs. Winifred Gammon, who is a retired teacher, having spent many years teaching in a girls' school in North London. Then we have Mrs. Rosemary Francis. She began work as a bank clerk, but she tells me that what began as just a job soon turned into a career. She is now a top executive for a leading bank and specialises in loans to industry. Finally, we have Peter Brown, who is a personnel director for an engineering firm in the Midlands and has recently appointed two young women to managerial positions in the company. Now for our first caller. Hello, caller. Will you tell us your name, please?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Simpson. My name is Joan Bennett, and my question is this. Why is it that so few women get jobs as managers?
Thank you very much for that question. Let me repeat it. Why is it that so few women get jobs as managers? Mr. Brown.
I'm bound to say that the most important reason, in my opinion, is because many people still think that a woman's most important job is to have children. In the old days, many children died soon after being born, and very few people lived to an old age. Before we had machines, nearly all jobs were done by human beings, and it was necessary, therefore, for families to have as many children as possible. Many people saw children as the best, in fact, the only insurance for old age. Of course, these conditions have changed, but human nature changes very slowly.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Gammon, what would you like to say about this subject?
What was the caller's name again?
Joan Bennett.
I think that one of the reasons why women don't get many top jobs, Mrs. Bennett, is because men believe that women are too emotional. Even today, when women have more freedom and equality than ever before, there are many men who have strong prejudices against them. Women are supposed to be emotional, timid, given to panic. They are supposed to gossip a great deal, and they are thought to be catty about other people. Above all, one of the reasons, I think, why women don't get many top jobs is because people think that they are unable to keep a secret and that they have no sense of humour.
Do you agree with these views, Mrs. Gammon?
No, I certainly do not. It's quite wrong to attach these characteristics only to women. As I know from my own experience, men gossip just as much as women do.
Thank you very much for those views. I hope that you found them interesting, Mrs. Bennett.
Yes. Thank you very much.
We have another question now. Who is our caller?
My name is Gillian Morrison, and I should like to hear something about sex discrimination legislation. Can you tell me what this means in practice, please?
Yes, thank you for that question. It's about sex discrimination legislation. Rosemary Francis.
Yes, one aspect of the Employment Protection Act concerns maternity. An employer cannot give a woman the sack for becoming pregnant. If she has a job which would be dangerous for a pregnant woman, such as being a radiologist, then her employer must offer her an alternative job until the baby is born. Women also have the right to get their job back up to 29 weeks after the baby is born. They may not get exactly the same job, but they do have a right to go back to the same employer.
Thank you. Have you anything to add, Mr. Brown?
It's Miss Morrison, isn't it?
Well, Mrs. Morrison, actually.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Morrison. I would simply like to add that the Equal Pay Act also says that women must have the same pay as men and that women's work must be given the same value as a man's job. It also says that women must have the same holidays as men and must have the same conditions of work, such as shift work, bonuses and luncheon vouchers.
I think we have time for one more short question. Who is our caller now?
Good morning, Chairman. My name is Davidson and I live in Tunbridge Wells. I just want to say that I'm very saddened to hear all the comments by the members of your panel. My question is this. Isn't it true that the number of divorces in this country is going up every year? Don't the members of the panel know that there is already a very large number of broken homes and of children living with only one parent? Aren't the members of the panel aware that juvenile crime is becoming a very serious problem in this country? Now, the reason for all this is that far too many women are going out to work. There are more married women at work in this country than in any other country in Europe, and this is a development which ought to be stopped. I'd like to ask the panel why they don't come out with the truth and say that more girls should be prepared to stay at home when they get married and look after their children. This would have the added advantage of reducing unemployment, since many women are taking away the jobs that men ought to be doing.
Well, that is a difficult question for us to answer, Mr. Davidson, in the remaining few minutes of this program, but I will ask our panel members to reply. Mrs. Francis.
I think Mr. Davidson is talking nonsense, and moreover, I think he knows that he's talking nonsense. In this society, we are trying to ensure that women are equal to men in every respect. This means that they should be free to seek employment, and it means in particular that they should be able to have the jobs which up to now have been done only by men. Why is it that there are so few women bank managers? Why is it that there are hardly any women members of Parliament? Why is it that there are so few women head teachers in our comprehensive schools? Does Mr. Davidson think that it is because women are incapable of doing these jobs? Women in our society must be free to make their own decisions. Some may wish to stay at home to bring up their children. Of course, one possibility is that men, or some men at any rate, may wish to stay at home and look after the children while their wives go out to work. Other women may wish to work at the same time as bringing up a young family. And then there is the possibility that some women may want to devote themselves to a job and not have a family at all. But the most important thing is that they should be free to make their own choice. No, Mr. Davidson, you will have to think again. I'm afraid that you will have to learn to be more up to date.
Thank you, Rosemary. Is there anything that you would like to say, Mr. Brown? This will have to be a short answer, I'm afraid.
Well, Rosemary hasn't answered the first part of the caller's question, you know. It seems to me that there is a case to be answered. None of us can be happy about the large number of divorces, and none of us can be content to see the large number of broken homes, or the very high figure for children living with one parent. However, I agree with Rosemary, we cannot try to solve this problem by discriminating against women in employment.
Thank you very much. There we have to bring our programme to an end. Thank you for calling. Until next week, at the same time.